Well, the Golden Globe nominations came out, and the awards are going to be given away on January the 12th.
That seems awfully early.
It is early. And the Academy Award voting begins tomorrow. Now, nobody I know, well, I guess one person I know is voting for the Oscars. But so, you know, we don't have a lot of influence over, but it's kind of fun to think about all that framing. So American Hustle, The Wolf of Wall Street are two recent entries that are getting a lot of Oscar buzz. Blue Jasmine, Woody Allen's film from the summer, is trying to resuscitate itself. Lee Daniels' The Butler is another film that came out earlier this year. And a Sundance hit, Fruitvale Station. All of them are trying to make it back into the Oscar picture. The Coen Brothers picture, which actually comes out here January the 11th, Inside Llewyn Davis, is another hot one. All Is Lost, the Robert Redford solo pick on a boat, is still out there. Interesting thing about that, he got a New York Film Critics Circle nomination, or won for Best Actor, but did not get a Screen Actors Guild nomination, which means that there's almost no chance for an Oscar for Robert. But Prisoners and Gravity and 12 Years a Slave are also recent entries, and 12 Years a Slave and Gravity are very hot in terms of those potentials. But the nominations for Best Motion Picture for the Golden Globe was 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Rush, and Philomena. Philomena is still playing at the States.
So
if you haven't checked that out, Judith Dench is in that, and she's probably going to be nominated for Best Actress as well, but it's an excellent film. And Gravity may be the odds-on favorite this year. It not only was a critical hit, but it did very well at the international box office as well as the American box office, so we'll see what happens there. 12 Years a Slave may be the prestige picture that has the best opportunity to win, and it's actually coming back into theaters in January.
Yeah, they do that a lot around award season, don't they? If they want to remind people of how good it is.
The Butler is supposed to make another appearance as well. So now the Golden Globes break it into best drama and then best musical or comedy, and American Hustle, Her, which is American Hustle, just opened here and it's playing at the State as well as the multiplexes. Her is this very interesting film where a guy falls in love with his software, which is voiced by Scarlett Johansson. But he's a guy that has a hard time with relationships.
You think?
But this software program, which is kind of like Siri on steroids. If you can put Siri on steroids, you probably can. But anyway, it's a very intriguing piece. And Inside Llewyn Davis is another one of the nominations for Best Musical or Comedy. Nebraska, which is also currently playing at the Michigan Theater, and The Wolf of Wall Street, which just opened yesterday, that Martin Scorsese film.
And they've expanded at the Oscars. I know we're talking Golden Globes, but they've expanded it. It's no longer, they used to have just five nominations. Now it's 9 or 10?
Well, it depends, actually. It depends on how many best picture votes a film gets, but it could be five or more up to 10, I believe.
Okay.
But last year, I think there was 6 or 7.
We may see more than that this year.
So we'll see how it goes. And then you can speculate on best performances by actors and actresses and supporting actors and actresses and on and on and on. It's the great game at this particular time of year. So we'll see how that goes. But there is a tremendous amount of really great stuff playing at the motion picture theaters right now. We're very proud of what we have at the Michigan Theater with Nebraska and American Hustle that's playing at the State Theater, Saving Mr. Banks, which is this really charming picture about the making of Mary Poppins. And Tom Hanks, who's getting a lot of notice for Captain Phillips, the film that was released earlier this year, plays Walt Disney. And again, it's a charming picture. I'm a particular fan of the movie Mary Poppins. you know, a lot of people like Sound of Music, and I'm not a big fan of that, but I really like, and they were both released at about the same time, and but I really like Mary Poppins, and the story is pretty charming. Emma Thompson plays P.L. Travers as a not very pleasant person, which apparently she was not very pleasant on a certain level, but this story is definitely Disney-fied. I don't think that makes it any less of an interesting and charming movie, but Saving Mr. Banks is going to be a good holiday hit. Nebraska is a film that a lot of people like. It's got a Best Actor performance by Bruce Dern that he won the Best Actor Award at Cannes. But June Squibb, who plays his wife, has gotten Best Supporting Actress, and she's really great. And Will Forte, who's probably best known for many years on Saturday Night Live, is also very good. And it's not that he's so radically different than he is in Saturday Night Live, but, you know, he's a serious character. And there's a lot of comedy in the film, or the film is humorous in ways that isn't particularly expected. It's a black and white film. But anyway, it's a lot of fun and you know, and poignant and a great family drama. Philomena, as I mentioned, Dame Judi Dench plays this older woman who, when she was a teenager, had a child that was taken away from her, and it's about her trying to find this child who, and she's British, and the child ended up in the United States, and she has a very positive spirit. The character has a very positive spirit in a very difficult situation when she was a child, and you know, she went on and lived her life. But anyway, it's a really good film. Philomena is still playing at the State. The Wolf of Wall Street is Leonardo DiCaprio's Oscar pitch. I mean, he does a great job as this founder of a investment company that
a hedge fund or something.
Yeah, grows and grows and grows,
and then he becomes debauched.
Yes, absolutely. And Martin Scorsese, who Leonardo DiCaprio seems to be a muse of Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, he went from De Niro to DiCaprio.
That's right. And so anyway, it's is very well reviewed. Again, a comedy and worth checking out. We talked a little bit about Her. Joaquin Phoenix is the lead character here. And he, there's a highly advanced operating system, again, that's voiced by Scarlett Johansson, who they determined was not qualified for a Best Actress Award, although her performance is very well reviewed, but she doesn't appear on screen at all. It's just her voice.
A vocal performance, right.
Yeah, and this operating system, you know, adapts to the person who it's serving, and it's really this. Spike Jones is the director, who got his start as a video director, but has really turned into an excellent director. And the reviews on this are just very, very, very strong. Inside Llewyn Davis opens on the 10th, if you're looking forward to that. All Is Lost is gone, and Gravity is still playing at the multiplexes. 12 Years a Slave is actually coming back into theaters on January the 17th, which is the day after the Academy Award nominations are announced. So if you're looking for the Michigan Theater's Sundance Film Festival, there are official film from the Sundance Film Festival. The Michigan Theater is proud to say that we are an official venue of the Sundance Film Festival. We are doing a film called Infinitely Polar Bear. Now, you should get your tickets because this we've already sold half of the tickets to the house.
Really?
And it's on January the 30th, so it's over a month away. But you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. And this is a Sundance Film Festival film that will be presented at the Michigan Theater. The director, Maya Forbes, will be there for sure. The film is produced by J.J. Abrams, who you may know best for Star Wars,
right.
The new one, and then Star Trek. He's directed the last couple Star Trek movies. A very, very talented director, but he's producing this one. And it stars Mark Ruffalo as this manic depressive character who's the father of a couple of daughters, and he's trying to get back in the good graces of his wife by taking care of these two daughters. And between his own difficulties and the high energy of the two daughters, there are a lot.
He finds himself very put upon.
A lot of comic kind of situations. But Infinitely Polar Bears, the Michigan Theater Sundance Film Festival USA film on January the 30th. Get your tickets now. We're also doing another critics screening, a very special screening that comes from New York. Peter Travers, the reviewer for Rolling Stone, will do an interview with Vera Farmiga and Andy Garcia for a movie that's called At Middleton, which plays on Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. There'll be a live introduction by Peter Travers. We'll show the film At Middleton, and then after the film screening, there's going to be an interview with Peter Travers, Vera Farmiga, and Andy Garcia. We did this with Nebraska about a month ago, and it was very, very well received. And At Middleton is about these two middle-aged people, played by Vera Farmiga and Andy Garcia, who are parents of college students, but they decide to go off and kind of have their own college adventure in a play-acting kind of way that turns a little sideways and interesting. So, and Middleton is the college that they go to, so it's called At Middleton. So there's a lot of great stuff to see. Academy Award nominations are being built up, and CD or DVDs are floating all over the country to Academy Award voters. And
the ceremony is actually early February, right?
It is, yep. So it's a ways off. And again, the Golden Globes are January 12th, which is just a couple weeks away. And there's a lot of good stuff to see downtown at the Michigan Estate. There's a lot of good stuff to see at the Multiplex. So definitely head out to a movie on this holiday week.
And certainly, yes. Between now and New Year's, there should be some time, more time than usual,
more
to
time
go to the
than
theaters.
Usual. Go to the movies, absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us and listening into this week's installment of Cinema Chat. You only find it on 89.1 WEMU.
And a lingering ho-ho-ho from Hollywood.